limit you does not limit God. But one of the things I've discovered that can limit many of us in fulfilling our potential in God is that, as Scripture says in Proverbs 13:20, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. We don't always rise to our full potential because we rise to the level and quality of our relationships. Your relationships and my relationships are so, so important. We need to be men and women who are selective about those we choose to hang around with. We need to choose the people we want to run with. If you want to be a winner, run with winners. We need to be men and women who will look for men and women who have a heart after God. And we need to run with them. We need to pray with them. We need to worship with them. And we need to see that throughout history, great men and women in history who have lived up to God's call and expectations for their lives were very selective in their associations. And, you know, the Lord chose 12 himself. It's not how many people we know in the world. It's not how many friends we have. It's who are the key individuals in our lives that we can turn to and we can run with. Yesterday morning, I spent some time with an amazing man of God, in my mind, in my opinion. And he's a real father of the Lord. And I choose to spend time with him because when I'm with him, he fires me up and he helps me in my walk with God. They're the type of people we need to be running with. People like Catherine Kuhlman, she mentored Benny Hinn, didn't she? And Moses mentored Joshua. Barnabas mentored the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul mentored Timothy. And Elijah mentored Elisha. And we need to have people around us that we can run with, who can mentor us, who can encourage us, that we might rise up and fulfill the potential that God has put in us. Today, you need to realize you are full of potential, but that potential can be limited by the people we run with. So the thought for today is walk with the wise and become wise. May you be wise in choosing who you run with. May you choose your mentors well. May you run with those who are running after God and then run with them in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Every David needed a Jonathan, and every Naomi needed a Ruth. We need to be men and women who will choose the circle of friends that we have and we run with them, because remember, iron can only sharpen iron. In Jesus' name, God bless. Have a great Friday.